Lictei Moran, just because, as Rabbi Yaakov said, it's important that we learn a little bit of Lictei Moran every day. So I have just opened randomly to whatever Rabbeinu wants to teach us today. So what he wants to teach us today is lesson Reish Chaf Dalet in the first section, towards the end of the first section of Lictei Moran. It's a short Torah, it's about 5 or 6 lines. On page Kuf Yud Dalet in the popular version. What does he say? He says the following: Afilu arachokim min hasadik. Even those who are far away from the sadik, hem mekablim chiyut v'heara min hasadik ayidei shemachaseh aleihem. They, even people who are far away from the sadik, they also receive their life force, their light, from the sadik through the fact that he covers them. Mechaseh aleihem. Kamo ilan, like a tree. Explains a bit further. Sheyesh lo anafim v'klipa v'alim. That has branches, a bark, and leaves. V'kulam shoavin chiyut minei ilan. And they all receive their life force from the tree. V'yesh asavim sherochakim minei ilan. And there are grasses which are far away from the tree in the field. And it seems that those grass don't receive their chiyut from the tree. Right? I can understand the leaves and the branches, yofi, but the grass is nowhere near the tree. But the truth is, even the grasses of the field receive their life force from the tree. Ki ha'ilan magen alehem, because the tree protects them, umatzilan min hashemesh, and gives them shade from the sun. Ken yesh etzal hatzadik, so too with the tzadik. Bechinat alin banafim, which is an aspect of the leaves and the branches. Kmo shemavoah b'machom acher, like we explain elsewhere, different Torah. Ba'afilu arachokim mekablim chiyut mimenu, and even people who are far away receive their life force from him. Ayudei shemachaseh aleihem kmo ilan, because he covers them like a tree. So what's the mashal? Those who are closer to the tzaddik. So Yofi, you're going to be a branch, you're going to be a leaf, you're going to be a bark, a klipa even, around the tree. Right? You can be the closest to the tzaddik, but you can actually be dead, unfortunately. Right? We should know that this mashal also holds true. For you have the branches, and you have the leaves. The branches are those who are spreading the tzaddik's teachings, and they're nothing themselves. The leaves are those who are just enjoying the tzaddik's teachings. There's nothing after the leaf. The leaf is the end of the line. The leaf is, this is an amazing, wonderful book. I love it, and I'm going to use it. I'm now a leaf. However, this is an amazing, wonderful book, and I'm going to give you a copy. So I'm now a branch. I now become a branch. I'm passing on the chiyut onwards. And what's a bark? Bark is actually closest to the trunk, right? It's what's closest to the trunk. The leaves are further away, the branches are also, right? And what's the bark? So those who are people who are close to the tzaddik, but actually they're close to the tzaddik, but they're dead. The bark is the klipa, right? There's a klipa. There's a klipa, a husk around. Even tzaddikim have a, fits nicely with the Erev Rav talk in a minute, but it all comes together. Even tzaddikim have people around them who are the husk. They protect the tzaddik in some way, but actually they're getting nothing out of it, right? They're there to enjoy, to reflect the glory, to be hangers on us. People are what they call it, rock bands. What do they call groupies?
Huh?
Groupies, yeah. Right? They're not doing tshuva. They're not changing. They just love the glory of being one of the tzaddik's little helpers, kilo, right? But they're klipa noga. They're the klipa, and they're necessary, and they protect the tzaddik, and they're important that they're there. But they're actually they're not there. I mean, they're there, but they're not, and they fall off because they're not really attached. The bark falls off and it regrows and whatever. Some go, some stay. People come really close, and they can be the closest people.
They may even be giving thousands of dollars or like I said, they don't change.
The question is,
how do you become attached?
So how do you become attached to the tzaddik? So
you let them into your heart.
So Joel spoke about it a little bit yesterday in his shiur. And when he was saying about Mashamim, to not be an Amah Aretz, you need to Mashamesh Tzadikim. How do you Mashamesh? How do you serve them? So he said that you can actually physically serve them, help them with, be their driver, be whatever. Or you can learn their teachings. Rav Aris says, to learn the teachings of the Tzadik is to be serving him. And really to be, because what does he want from you? He wants you to spread his teaching. Doing Hafetzah and living by his teaching is what he wants. If you go to the Tzadik, how can I help you? He says, do what I say and pass it on and help someone else. So by doing that, you're serving the Tzadik. And as opposed to serving yourself, right? Serving myself is, I'm here, right? Forget the guy behind me who wants to, it happens, right? The people that come to see the Rav, and someone will hog him for 30 minutes, 40 minutes, an hour. I'm exaggerating, we get a picture. And forget about anyone behind me. It's me, it's all about me. There's someone here trying to get in my way? I've got sharp elbows, right? It's not, who am I really doing this for? I mean, right? It's legitimate to go and ask questions and to Yoffi, but everybody has to know from where he's coming from. And even those people who are far away, as Rav Jor said yesterday, even Rav Arish said, Rav Jor gave his story about his operation, and he gave that on the back of saying to Rav Arish, he told Rav Arish yesterday, Rav Jor said to him, I love you very much, Rav. Arish, I love you, Rav. And Rav said to him, Yozocher, Zachita, it's your merit that you love me, because there are people whose life is dependent on me, and they don't love me. Right? Just like these trees, just like these grasses, the life comes through the tzaddik. Right? We look at Tehillim Moran and we learn a little bit more that Hashem puts, right? So the more a person is connected to the tzaddik, the more he can open up that path, the more he's blocking it, fighting it. No, I don't believe in all this tzaddik stuff. No, it's idol worship and all the other shtiyot. Has v'shalom. He's blocking. Tom, you did it to yourself, right? So you think, now I'm trying to give. And you're like, no, don't give. Tom, you know, everybody is where they're at. But you should know that whatever's coming through, it's still coming through me. You know, you can't change it. That's the way Hashem made it. You don't like it, you don't like it. Tom, it's not the way you would have done it. Fine. Doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. It's what's happening. Even those who don't know. And Hashem, every time that we give another book, we give another teaching, we get people, bring people closer, we're branches, we're part of that tree, right? And that's what Rabbi Nachman said, there's not going to be any more rebbes, they're going to make students who are going to make students, right? There's one tree, and everyone is part of that same tree. We don't do like, have one tree here, one tree there, each teaching, right, each like a Rebbe teaching. No, there's a central tree, a Tzaddik, Yesod Olam, one Tzaddik, and that is a tree. And the more people that are joining the tree, the better and healthier the tree, the bigger the tree. Providing shade and protection. The Tzaddik's providing shade and protection for the whole world.
Even those who
don't know. We have no idea what our tzaddikim are doing. Mamash. Yofi, we should be zocher to be part of the tree, and hopefully a healthy living part of the tree, and to not dry up, and always stay fresh. Amen.